News Talk 1360, WCHL, and University Square present Side Dish, hosted by Deborah Miller. Tune in for 30 minutes of tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Now let's get to the tasty talk. Here's your host, Deborah Miller.
Welcome to Side Dish. I'm Deborah Miller, and I have a special guest around my table today. I'm really excited because I've been trying to get you in here for a really long time. Nick Johnson from The Cookery in Durham.
Thank you so much for having me.
I'm real excited to talk about this because you, first of all, I sort of dropped the ball on getting you in here about a year ago, and sort of Regis had one of those head-banging moments and said, uh-oh, what happened here? So I want to back up. The Cookery's been in business about a year. Is that right?
Almost a year and a half.
Year and a half.
Not quite a year and a half. Yep. We opened in April a year ago this past
2011.
April.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you look none the worse for the wear. That's good. Where'd you grow up?
I am a Durham native.
Are you?
I grew up right here.
Okay. So did you leave?
I did. I grew up here, and then I lived abroad for a few years in various places, and the more I was gone, the more I appreciated home when I was back, so I ended up coming back.
So was that, when you were abroad, were you dabbling in food things, or were you...
I lived in Australia for a couple of years
nice.
Where I was going to school, and I lived in India for a couple of years where I was working, and then I lived in the Caribbean for a year where I was working as well.
See, I don't get people who come back from the Caribbean, but we can. I don't understand that because that would be my goal to go there and stay. So we'll talk about that later. How did food become part of what you knew you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
Well, I started working in the hospitality industry after high school. I didn't go to college.
So hospitality industry, what means?
Waiting tables, cooking on the line, eventually doing some managing, sort of working in all aspects of the restaurant business, in a variety of restaurants, most of them fine dining. I don't know, it's just kind of I think it's in your blood.
It does get in your blood. I mean, you try to go away. And you can't.
Yeah. I've quit many a restaurant job saying, this is the last time I will ever work in a restaurant. And then, 6 months later, you just can't escape it.
No, I did that too. And I don't know why I never learned my lesson. I mean, I didn't even go to culinary school till I was 45. I mean, who does that? I just want to be sure. Now, wait. So at some point, did you say... how did you go from working in a restaurant to saying to the germ of the idea for building an incubator kitchen?
Well, Rochelle, my wife and
yep.
I spent a year traveling. We drove with our dog to Argentina from Durham, and when we got done, that took a year to get there. And on our trip, we kind of talked about what we were going to do, and when we got back, and we came back, and I'm a builder by trade. So I was doing some contracting work, and she's a graphic designer. She was doing some design work. And I had a conversation with this friend of mine who knew that we had purchased a building that used to have a kitchen in the back of it, which is the building that the Cookery is in now, and used to be the Durham Food Co-op at 1101 West Chapel Hill Street, and just between downtown Durham and Duke University.
Okay.
And... he called up and said, I have a friend who's opening a food truck, and he's looking for a kitchen that he can rent. Is the kitchen in the back of that building still usable? And it was in terrible condition and completely unusable. But I started thinking from that conversation, I've never heard of such a thing as a commercial kitchen for rent, and I bet there are other people that would use that. That was in November of 2010.
Uh-huh.
We talked it over in November and December and broke ground in January of 2011 and opened in April.
With one client, the food truck.
We had, yeah. That's about right.
Well, if it was a good enough food truck.
It's funny. People think of us as the food truck place. Because
do they really?
They do because food trucks are so visible.
Does Chirba Chirba come there?
They do.
Yeah, I love them.
They're great.
Yeah.
They're our most visible customers. You know, they're out. Mm-hmm. They're big billboards driving around advertising. You know, everybody knows them. People love food trucks. But we support food trucks. We support bakers, caterers, specialty foods manufacturers. We have members that make mustard, pickles, crackers, cookies, gluten-free products, everything from, you know, dumplings like Chirba Chirba and mm-hmm. the whole food truck scene and Pie Pushers who does pizza.
Right.
You know, crackers and that you can actually buy at Southern Season and Whole Foods.
Well, that's really cool. So, I think when I was telling some people I was talking to you, they were saying, so, I don't understand the whole thing about a kitchen where you go rent. I said, well, look, you know, you've probably got your grandmother's favorite jam recipe somewhere, and your friends always say, oh, you should really make and sell that. Well, you can't do that in your own kitchen.
That's right.
You have to go to an approved...
Yep, you have to use a
kitchen.
Facility that's been inspected by the, depending on what you're producing, mm-hmm. different regulatory agencies regulate different products.
So you've had to get up to speed on laws
yeah.
and...
We work with a bunch of regulatory agencies to make sure that we can provide space for as wide a variety of food producers as possible. And you know, people say, oh, what do you do? And I say, oh, well, Rochelle and I, we own the cookery, and the cookery is a food business incubator. And people sort of have this glazed look and
right.
say, let me explain what a food incubator is. So we have a certified commercial kitchen and bakery that we rent by the hour to food entrepreneurs who maybe have a great recipe or a passion for food but don't necessarily have access to capital and credit enough mm-hmm. to build a dedicated facility. Or maybe they do, but they want to try their idea out first.
Before they spend
right,
a ton of money.
Before they sell the farm for
uh-huh. Do people tell you it's affordable?
The cookery?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I don't know.
Cookery is very affordable.
I did look at some pricing, but, I mean, I didn't.
You can come and use our facility for as little as $15 an hour. Our prices range from $15 an hour to $30 an hour, depending on the time of day and how many hours a month you use and, you know.
Well, I had a couple of people on Facebook. I said, I'm going to ask this guy questions. What do you want to know? And what, like, it's stupid. It was, do I have to clean up after myself?
No, they all want to know that.
Do they really?
No. We have janitorial staff.
Uh-huh.
And so we do the deep cleaning and we maintain, you know, we have 101 sanitation grade and
oh my gosh.
You know, that will stay that way.
We're going to have to go to break here in a second. Before we go, give us address again, web address, all that good stuff.
You can read all about us at our website, which is durhamcookery.com. And you can come visit us at 1101 West Chapel Hill Street in just outside of downtown Durham.
And y'all are there all day?
Well, right now with the construction of the new part, I'm there pretty much all
pretty
the time.
Pretty much all the time. Well, you could go wield a hammer and help them out. Don't go away. I'm talking with Nick Johnson from the Cookery in Durham. You're listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square. Unique, locally owned shops with free parking in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square. See you there.
Welcome back to Side Dish, talking with Nick Johnson from the Cookery in Durham. And when we left off, you were talking about some construction going on and that you were there pretty much all the time. So I'm guessing that means with the success of the kitchen— that you have extra space, or did you expand out into?
Well, this was kind of always the plan. We tackled it maybe a little sooner than we would have. I think we just, you know, we got excited. We've been very well received by the community, and one of the things that the community has been looking for, people want a way to engage with the cookery, and you know, we're all about local food and local food production. And we teach cooking classes or culinary workshops, we call them, where we bring local chefs in and let people come and learn how to make a dish that they might eat in their favorite restaurant from their chef of their favorite restaurant. And those are very popular.
So you get restaurant chefs in to cook.
Yep.
Nice.
Local chefs, you know, everyone from Aaron Benjamin at Rue Claire in Durham to Adam Cobb, who's at Glass Half Full in Carrboro, and teach all kinds of different classes, very hands-on classes. And so that's the only way that the public really could engage with us, because most people don't want to open a food business, and we don't have any way for them to sort of get involved. So we're expanding into the front of our building and opening what will be a revolving pop-up restaurant and event space.
Oh, my gosh, how exciting.
Yeah, so it'll be a revolving pop-up restaurant means it won't be open all the time.
Mm-hmm.
It will be open starting this winter, probably for a run of 4 days at a time, four dinners at a time.
By the same?
Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday night.
By the same?
Yep, as a particular restaurant with a particular concept and menu and chef that will be there just for those 4 days, and then it will disappear. And so we'll be doing that. And then when we're not doing that, we'll be able to teach larger classes, and we're going to host food shows. We're planning a cheese show in October, and you know, we're going to do the fancy food show for local specialty food producers. It's all about community engagement and local food. And when we're not doing something in it, it will be available for private receptions, weddings, catered dinners. We'll do beer and wine dinners. Culinary. We're calling it a culinary event space.
That's wonderful.
So that'll be opening very shortly here. I'm both excited and terrified. I have so much to do between now and then. But
you've publicized the date, so you've got to mention it now.
We said it out loud. Our grand opening will be Saturday, September 15th, from 12 p.m. to 3 p.m. We're closing down West Chapel Hill Street.
Are you?
Yeah. There will be six food trucks out there. All of our member trucks will be there. We have Frank Stacio from WUNC, who's going to be making his family recipe Italian sausage in the kitchen. We'll be selling that for charity. Rue Claire's chef Aaron Benjamin, who won the vegan challenge last year with his vegan sausage, is going to be there selling that. All the trucks are donating a portion of their proceeds. We'll have Full Steam, Triangle Brewing Company, Lone Rider, and Bull City Burger and Brewery will all be there sampling their beers. Mary Margaret McCamick, Clever Vine.
One of my favorite people.
Yeah, she's fantastic. Who curated our wine list will be there sampling wines off of our wine list and teaching people about wine and talking about wine.
Okay.
We may also have some coffee tastings and a chance for people to come in, see the space, have a beer, have a sausage, all for a good cause.
What more could you want out of a Saturday? And live music?
Live music, yep. Justin Robinson and the Marionettes are playing, they're fantastic. He's, of course, a former member of the Carolina Chocolate Drops.
Right.
Grammy winner, and just a fantastic human being. All of the proceeds from the sale of food and donations will be being taken to go to build the Durham Crisis Response Center's emergency shelter is in need of a new kitchen. So we're going to use our kitchen to help them build a kitchen. Yep.
What a great thing to do.
They provide support for women and children fleeing from violent and dangerous situations.
So. Oh, that's wonderful. Well, it must be fun to get up and go to work every day.
It is. I feel really blessed. I mean, every moment of every day is absolutely full. From the time I wake up worrying about things at 5 o'clock in the morning until I go to sleep at night.
Still worrying.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's full of something that I think is really rewarding.
It's really rewarding. It is.
Yeah.
I mean, you can tell by looking at your face. I mean, you know, if he's been up all hours building, he doesn't look tired at all. And you can see excitement in your face and you can hear it in your voice too. I mean, I think in reading through a lot of the copy on the website, that it's infectious. You can feel y'all's enthusiasm through that as well.
It's a really cool environment to work in. It's a fabulous community.
How many people now on your website? You've got you got a picture of like your member family. Who are all those people?
Those are a slice of our membership. There are two branches to our business, right? One is the facility for people to make products in, and one is the incubation program. where we published a book last year called The Food Entrepreneur's Business Planning Workbook. Mm-hmm. And it's a very boring title, but that's exactly what it is. It's a business planning workbook that helps potential food entrepreneurs learn, sort of vet their idea on as a business idea. Because lots of people make a fabulous product, but maybe they don't necessarily know anything about business. So we provide the production facility, but also we try and provide the small business support services to help people go from a home cook to to a food business, which is, of course, a wildly different thing from cooking for friends and family.
It really is. I mean, when I was at a Southern Season, one of the most calls we used to get on a regular basis was, I started making this my grandmother's cookies, and I want y'all to sell them. And we'd have to have them send them to us along with their ingredients and all the nutritionals and where they were cooked. And
it's a daunting prospect. I mean, there's a lot to there's a steep learning curve to taking a product that is delicious on a plate, you know, to a grocery store shelf or to a market.
Well, I was looking here at the pricing structure, and we're going to have to go to break in a second. But it looks like you can you can work in the day or at night.
I mean, we are open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year.
Oh my gosh! And is there always somebody there?
No, I wish there was. I'd be worried.
You'd be less worried. You know, you don't look worried. Well, you don't look all that worried.
I'm glad.
It might be you're just tired from all that building. Well, we're going to have to go to break here in a second. Before we go, give us web address again and street address.
If you're interested in the cookery, you can read about it on our website, which is durhamcookery.com. And we're located between downtown Durham and Duke University at 1101 West Chapel Hill Street.
And it sounds like you could just go 24 hours a day, but you can't. Because if there's nobody there, they won't let you in. Don't go away. We'll be right back. You are listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
We now return to Side Dish on WCHL, brought to you by University Square. Local and legendary downtown shopping and dining now welcomes Kidzoo Children's Museum. See you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com.
Welcome back to Side Dish. I am around the table today with Nick Johnson from The Cookery in Durham, and you were just mentioning there was a little bit of a legacy happening in that building.
Yeah, I think it's really cool that we are a cooperative food business, sort of an unusual business, but we're in the building that used to be the Durham Food Co-op, so we're continuing this legacy of cooperative, community-oriented food in this space. The space that our kitchen is what used to be their storage area, and the part that will be opening on Saturday, the 15th of September, is what used to be the grocery store floor.
Is it really?
Yeah. So it's about a 100-year-old building. It's brick with 20-foot ceilings and exposed wood rafters and a lot of metal work done by local metal artists. And we tried very hard to create this very beautiful, elegant space without adding a whole lot to the space, just to let the building be what it is, which is a really beautiful old building with murals on the outside. One side has the Durham Farmers Market, and the other side has a mural of Pauli Murray on it.
Oh, how nice.
It's a really beautiful space, you know, and It for many years has sort of been decaying, and so I'm very excited to unveil this new, rejuvenated space that has had the life breathed back into it, and to see it full of people like it hasn't been in so long.
Well, how many people can be in that kitchen at one time?
In the kitchen? Wow.
I mean, do you have a schedule? Like,
yeah,
if I called and said, hey, can I use the kitchen from 10 to noon on the
31st? Yeah, you have to reserve it as a member. So we're a membership-driven organization.
Okay.
So once you join and become a member, you can then rent either the bakery or the kitchen and produce your products in there. And one business rents each space at a time. And we have a 24-hour schedule that you can book through our website. Once you're a member, you get access to the members side of our website. And you can book right online.
And the membership, annual membership is
$99? Yep.
And that's annual?
That's for the year.
Okay. That's a single membership, or is it a family?
That's for one business.
One business.
Yeah, because we really are focused. I mean, we are a because we are a regulated space, you can't do unregulated things in there. So it's not a kitchen where you could come in and cook a big family dinner. You would need to be a food business.
Well, so do y'all both cook?
We do. Well, not as much as I'd like right now because we're so busy, but I love to cook.
Well, so who in culinary history would you most like to cook a meal with or spend an evening with?
Oh, man. Gosh.
I see Anthony Bourdain. Wouldn't that be fun?
I read his book probably when I was 18, and he is certainly an inspiration.
He's a wild man. Yes, I saw him at the Regulator.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he stands up and he says, well, any day that Keith Richards is still alive is a good day. I was like, yes.
he's quite a character.
Favorite kitchen gadget?
Gosh. I'm a big fan of a good knife. I don't think there's anything as good in the kitchen as a good knife.
Who would play you in a food movie?
Oh, God. Well, you know, if it were my abs, probably Brad Pitt, I'd say.
I was trying to think who you look like. People've got to tell you look like somebody.
I used to get George Clooney, but I don't think I get that anymore.
Well, you're better looking than George Clooney.
You are too kind.
Could you stand the pressure to compete on Top Chef?
Oh, sure. I have no problem making a complete fool of myself in any situation. And I love attention. So my wife would be the first to tell you, I would jump right up there and have a great time.
Hey,
oh, yeah.
Well, thank you for coming and talking with us. Will you come back?
Absolutely. I would love to.
So y'all go out to this grand opening. It sounds like a lot of fun. You'll hear more about it as we get closer to September. Thank you. Come back.
It's been a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. You've been listening to Side Dish on WCHL.
Thank you for listening to Side Dish, tasty talk with culinary aficionados, wine connoisseurs, and more. Side Dish with Deborah Miller is brought to you by University Square, local and legendary shopping and dining in downtown Chapel Hill. University Square, see you there. Download this and all episodes of Side Dish from WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. Side Dish is an exclusive broadcast of WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.